Hi, this is Carolyn, and Aaron is here with me. And one of our very good friends named Angela asked us, what's the difference between the different ratings? Like, what can everyone generally do at 2.5 versus 3.0 versus 3.5? And Aaron actually found something from USTA that gives you the general characteristics of the ratings. So, Aaron, can you tell us, for example, what you should be able to do at 2.5?
Yeah, sure. So it says the 2.5 player is learning to judge where the oncoming ball is going and how much swing is needed to return it consistently. This 2.5 player can sustain a backcourt rally of slow pace with other players of similar ability and is beginning to develop strokes. A 2.5 player is becoming more familiar with basic positions for singles and doubles and is ready to play social matches, leagues, and low-level tournaments. So that sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, I think
Don't
so.
You think?
I think it does.
Is that about what you were when you were 2.5?
Yes. I guess. What does it say for 3.0?
Okay, so for 3.0, this player is fairly consistent when hitting medium-paced shots, but is not comfortable with all strokes and lacks accuracy when trying for directional control, depth, pace, or altering distance of shots.
I feel like that's where I am now.
Yeah, I do. I feel like that's where I am too.
So we're both rated, just so everybody knows, we're both USTA rated 4.0, but I feel like based on these characteristics so far, I'm a 3.0.
So far, I qualify for both 2.5 and 3.0. Because I signed up for leagues at 2.5, so that makes sense. But anyway, so 3.5, let's talk about a 3.5 player.
Okay.
This player has achieved stroke dependability with directional control. On moderate shots, but still lacks depth of variety and the ability to alter distance of shots. The effective use of lobs, overheads, approach shots, and volleys is limited. Yep, that's me.
Yep, that would be me too.
I qualify for 3.5. So really, what's the difference between those two? So this is more like more depth. It says lacks depth and variety and the ability to alter the distance of shots. But I guess it introduces effective lobs, overheads, approach shots. So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the step up between 3.0 and 3.5.
Wait for a second. So 3.5, it says the effective use of lobs, overheads, approach shots, and volleys
is limited.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But they're probably starting to do those because it doesn't mention that at all for 3.0s.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember being terrified of even like lobs when I was a 2.5. I was afraid to actually like attempt a lob.
See, all I did was hit lobs. So it was very
well. Maybe that was your whole stroke selection.
That was my only strokes. I only hit lobs. I didn't have any other strokes.
That's hilarious. So, I've heard that actually from a lot of people at that level. That's so funny. And you played a lot of singles at that level too, right?
So it's I did.
A lob singles game?
Yeah. Every point would last 50 strokes. So, and it was just me lobbing it back. It didn't matter whether it was right by the net. I would just hit it as a gentle ball back and try to get it in back more, you know, than they did.
That's hilarious. Because don't you feel now at 4-0 that's actually a pretty effective game to like throw someone off that really actually just wants to hit the ball with like a good amount of pace?
That's funny. But I will tell you, at 4-0, though, people have pace and have shots and they just, you know.
True.
It's a lot more difficult. It's not just getting the ball back anymore. But so what does it say for 4-0?
Okay, so 4-0, it says this player has dependable strokes with directional control and the ability to alter depth of shots on both forehand and backhand sides during moderately paced play. This player occasionally forces errors against their opponents when serving. Points may be lost due to impatience. Well, that's every level. And teamwork in doubles is evident. That's very true in my opinion.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I feel like high level 3.5, 4.0, and not across the board, but I definitely feel like people understand strategy a little bit more and start to make plans as opposed to like just hitting the ball over the net.
I agree. Or hit it to someone's weaker shot and then
Or the weaker player. Yeah. Or they're weaker, like they can pick out like, oh, that person doesn't like their backhand or doesn't like their forehand or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Okay. What about 4-5? Not okay. that I'll ever get there.
Right.
But
yeah.
Let's just see. What...
Just for giggles. So it says the 4-5 player can vary the use of pace and spins, has effective court coverage, can control depth of shots, is able to develop game plans according to strengths and weaknesses. This player can hit a first serve with power and accuracy, because we can hit with power. We just don't hit with accuracy.
That's right. That's right.
So this player can hit first serves with power and accuracy and place the second serve. Aggressive net play is common in doubles at 4-5. Totally 100% agree with that.
And you've played a lot of 4-5s.
I wouldn't say a lot.
I've played some.
a handful of 4-5s just recently. Yeah. And I think it's more, I used to be like terrified of that, of being on a court with someone at that level, but I feel like consistency, they, not only are they like good and aggressive and have deep shots and good shot selection and kind of all the stuff that we don't necessarily have, but they just have a lot more consistency.
Right. Okay. What is a 5-0?
Just for fun. So the 5-0 player has good shot anticipation. They can regularly hit winners or force errors off short balls and puts away volleys. He or she can successfully execute lobs, drop shots, half volleys, overheads, and has good depth and spin on most second serves.
That's not me.
I will tell you, not only is it not me, I don't really know what a half volley is.
I'm not really sure either. I thought a half volley is like around the service line, taking a volley there.
Okay.
But I could totally be wrong, but that tells you that we are not at that level, that exactly. We don't even know what that word means.
You know, all my volleys are half volleys. Half my volleys go in the net.
Yes. Does it mean that? Because that's what we think it means. But Erin, after you read all these, is there a certain level that you think most fits you?
Well, let me see. Probably, I don't know. So I'm a 4-0. Let's see. The player has dependable strokes with directional control and the ability to alter depth of shots on both forehand and backhand sides during moderately paced play. I think that's the key word there, moderately paced. Can force errors against their opponents when serving.
I think you do that.
I think I can do that.
I think you
do. I don't have a powerful serve. I think I just know where to place it based on strategy, like, you know, either like serve it down the tee to if it's a right-handed person, serve it down the tee maybe to their backhand, or serve it down the tee if I'm in doubles to like set up my doubles partner. So I think like I've gotten the strategy part. It's the, like I said, it's the execution.
Right.
So I don't know, maybe probably more if I read it on paper, like 3-5, 3-0.
Yeah, I think I'm a 3-0 on this sheet of paper because... Whereas that the player is fairly consistent hitting medium pace shots, but is not comfortable with all strokes and lacks accuracy when trying.
Right. See, I feel like that's both of us.
I know. I think that's me.
So. I think we're a 3-2-5.
Three, two, five.
We're between 3-0 and 3-5.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Yeah. And that's the thing, like just getting bumped up to 4-0, like, you know, like both of us are in the same boat. We got bumped at the exact same time. So we're like, this is the rebuilding year, right?
It's a rebuilding year. Yeah. That's right.
You know, it's funny. I have a friend, Holly, who when I first got bumped up, she said, "Oh, that's so great. You got bumped up. Welcome to Loserville." Welcome to losing all your matches in the next year.
Yeah. Well, my husband said the exact same thing.
That's
he
so
was just
funny.
Like, you need to be okay with losing now.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So
that's great. I love it.
That's good stuff. But anybody out there listening, let us know what you guys think. If this sounds right to you, if you think you are at the correct level based on these characteristics, let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. I would love to hear too.
Thanks very much to Erin for discussing this tonight. And I was totally wrong as to what a half volley is. From Wikipedia, a half volley, the description is a shot that is hit immediately after the ball bounces, but before it reaches the apex of its bounce. It is sometimes called an on-the-rise shot or a short hop. The fact that I didn't even know what it is one of the many reasons I am not a 5-0 player. If you would like to contact us, please message us on our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.